Going the extra mile, as it constitutes a part of this philosophy, means that you render more service and better service than you're paid to render. But you do it all the time, and in a fine, friendly spirit. Of course, you now know what it means. It means the thing that everybody is doing today. Or does it? No, I hardly think so. I think perhaps one of the troubles of this old world today, one of the reasons for the state of chaos in which we find ourselves in this generation, is mainly that the majority of people not only do not go the second mile, bless your lives, they don't even go the first mile. I don't believe there is a thing of principle in connection with this success philosophy that will get an individual ahead so far and so fast and so definitely as the habit of going the extra mile, that is, doing something useful for other people and forgetting for the time being about what you're going to get back in return. I would call your attention to the fact that the attitude in which you render this service is the important thing to be remembered. When we went over this course before and I covered this subject, I promised you that I was going to tell you about the man who made $12 million in return for sharpening two lead pencils. Would you like to hear me tell you about that now? I think you will agree that $12 million in return for sharpening a couple of lead pencils is quite a fancy deal, and it happened a good many years ago for a young man by the name of Carol Downs.